worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Come on, Mickey. Come on.
Rolling, rolling on the river.
No, putting a hole in the boat so you sink.
Oh, you are so mean.
Hey, Mickey. Pete and Repeat were on a boat. Pete fell off and who was left?
What?
Pete and Repeat were on a boat. Pete fell off and who was left?
Repeat.
Pete and Repeat were on a boat.
Yeah,
Pete fell
saw
off.
That coming.
All right, so this show's off the rails already. Yeah, you know, we're down creek, we're up river, whatever's going on. It's a freak accident. I know, you're regretting being here already. That's fine. But since you've taken the time to get this far, why not just keep going, you know? You downloaded, you plugged in, you're listening. Just write it out. Write it out. It gets marginally better, I promise.
It's an endurance test.
Freakaccident.com is the website if you want to reach out to us. By all means, we would love to hear from you. Freaks@freakaccident.com. I am the host of this here charade. My name is Chris Goh, and I am joined by Lazy E.
I've been having an obsession with apple juice recently. I don't know why. Can't get enough of it.
Brilliant analysis on life there, my friend. Absolutely stellar.
This is my life right now.
Apple juice as opposed to like grape juice or orange juice.
Apple juice has been it.
Tomato juice.
Apple juice.
I can't imagine that's good for your megacolon.
Oh, no, no, no.
Apple juice? Why wouldn't apple juice be good for his megacolon?
Oh, yeah, that would get things going.
Okay.
Fiber,
I guess.
Right? Isn't there fiber in apple juice?
Yeah, sure. And apple juice.
Fruits and veggies, man. Come on. Yeah. Mickey's here, too, whether we like it or not.
I couldn't quit today.
I know. It's International Women's Day and hashtag a day without a woman.
You know,
the way you're so mean and everything else, I wish it was a day without Mickey. That'd be nice.
Hashtag a day without a woman. Do you know what that's called? My high school years.
No, those are called years and years and years without even a glimpse of women.
Well, no, I saw them. They walked by. Yeah, they walked by. That was about it.
But they walked by hurriedly. You know what I mean? Like you would walk past a leper or something.
Yeah, it was like, oh, God, there's the fat
you
kid.
Get out as quickly as you possibly can, you know, so that the leper cannot reach out and infect you with his gross fingers.
Yeah, and that was me. I was the leper.
Did you try to poke women?
the leper, Lazy.
Yeah. I was leper-y. Leprosy. There we go. It works.
Leprosy. I love it.
That's called, you know what that is? That's brainstorming. We come together, we talk it out, and we got it.
See, this show is one long pre-show meeting that just does not know when or how to end. At some point, we just decide to turn on the microphones and we ride it out.
Yeah, and see what comes out. It's sometimes good.
Yeah.
And then we get leprosy.
Right. So, I mean, you know, a couple sticker packs have gone out in the mail recently.
Yeah.
By the way, I mentioned the email before. If you include your mailing address, we'll send you free stickers. I've decided to just forego how many. Just get in touch with us, and I'll send you crap. That's how it's going to work.
Yeah.
There's a couple that have gone out. I know Cobbler got his already because he commented saying that he loved it. Brandy, have not heard back from her yet. Hers was the second to go out, and there's a couple more people that got them sent to them as well. I will eagerly await your responses, and they better be good, or I will fly out to wherever it is that you live and take those stickers back.
And also, send us some pictures with them.
Yeah.
You know, let's see them everywhere.
Right, yeah. Show us where you plaster them in your town or city of residence.
Or on yourself, whatever.
Right. Or if you're one of those vagrants that lives on a boat or something, you know, show me what buoy you stuck it to. Out of the deep water.
Hey, don't be sexist. It could be a girly, too.
Ah, I get it. Yeah. A buoy. Yeah, right, because it's International Women's Day.
Yeah, come on.
We got to be consciously minded about the fairer sex.
Can we just skip to the next day, please?
That was Mickey.
Yeah. Mickey, it's something I love about Mickey is like she is absolutely not at all bought into any of the feminist stuff, the women's stuff. Like, it actually annoys you.
It does annoy me.
Which is funny. We'll get into that when we actually talk about International Women's Day in our first segment.
Mm-hmm.
As that is one of the things that we're talking about on this horror episode.
And we got a lot of other stuff. We're going to continue our game, Finish the Lyric.
Oh, we're doing that again?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I can't wait.
This time it's with Disney songs.
Great.
Disney songs? Come on, Mickey. You're in theater. Theater.
Yeah.
You should know this.
You probably acted out a good majority of these songs at some point or another.
I really hope not.
Aren't most stage plays just Disney crap anymore? Anymore? Though?
Okay, yeah, maybe in your generation.
And like when kids are growing up, like in the school plays, it's always some Disney freaking thing, like Beauty and the Beast or Cinderella or some crap.
Depends on how much money the school has.
Or it's The Music Man.
Yeah.
One of those.
I don't know any others.
Rapunzel.
Fiddler on the Roof, Harvey.
Oh, Fiddler on the Roof. Everybody does that one.
Yeah, that is a standard in schools.
Yeah. It's the most boring play ever, too.
He's a fiddler, he's on the roof. Who
yeah,
cares?
I get it. Ha. Ha. Okay, it's funny, because why wouldn't he not be on the roof? I don't understand.
Chim, chiminy. You just said roof, and that made me think of chimneys. Chimneys. According to that song.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Mary Poppins.
Chimneys. So, we got that. Finish the Lyric. That's coming up. WikiLeaks has really, really made me uncomfortable with how much the United States government has probably seen of me without pants on.
This is the first time I could say WikiLeaks hit something that's made everybody. It wasn't like a segment that is interested in certain things. This got everybody.
Everybody's very uncomfortable. If you were already uncomfortable with the NSA, get ready to get more uncomfortable. So there's that. We've also got a little segment we're going to be doing. We're bringing it back. It was called A Girl and Guy's Perspective, but since there are three of us now, who knows for how long, but since there are three of us, we've decided to change it to something new.
Yo, we solve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, we solve it. It's going to be later on where we solve some problems submitted to us by our listening audience, and we've got three debunked health myths too. So as you can tell, this episode is jam-packed full of goodness and pleasure and excitement and daring adventure.
It's like a jack-in-the-box ready to open.
Right. You just don't know when that last do-do-do-do-do it's gonna happen. You don't know where it's gonna come from. Nope, you gotta wait. That seemed both gross and anticlimactic at the same time.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, it happens.
I kind of liked it, kind of hated it. I'm sort of on the edge. I don't know.
And that's the best way to describe
a freak accident.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Girls.
And in the morning it's girls.
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 That's what it's all about.
Today's International Women's Day. At least when we're recording this. By the time you're hearing it, it's over. Although March is Women's History Month. So how come like we do like historically black during February? We don't do what historically feminine during Women's History Month?
I just thought International Women's Day should have happened on March 14th.
Historically lady parts
should have happened on March 14th.
Why?
Cuz that's Pi Day. I'm kidding. Joking, but it was really funny. That was funny. Come on.
That was amusing.
Yeah.
I chortled at
Thank
it.
You.
I
Thank
certainly
you.
Did. Uh-huh. So anyway, yeah, it's International Women's Day today, where we observe the importance of the ladies. And Mickey's rolling her eyes. Now I gotta ask you though, all right? Because this has been a running thing on this show that I don't think we've ever truly explained.
No.
And I hinted at it in our opening bit there that Mickey cannot stand the feminist movement. She gets annoyed by, like, pro-women stuff. Women in general seem to really, really get under your skin and
really
annoy
do.
The crap out of you. So, like, where is all of this coming from, and why are you so, like, anti-women as a woman?
Because I hear a lot of complaining.
Okay.
I do a lot of work. I work my butt off to get where I'm going.
Right.
And there's a whole group of women that are complaining about this stuff that I just look at them and I go, you could do what you want to do. Wouldn't be a problem. All you got to do is actually do it.
Ah.
Instead of sitting and complaining about it.
So you're annoyed at the whiners.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people who blame their problems on other people.
Of course. Typical woman.
That's her.
Yeah.
It is.
And Mickey also buys into stereotypes as well, apparently.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh. I mean, admittedly, you do fill out the role of complainer on this show really, really well. You're always complaining about our jokes, complaining that we have to play another game, complaining that you win constantly in these games that we play. By the way, I'd like to point out, were supposed to write something, showering me with adoration last week, and I really could have used it considering the week that I had. And I did not get that adoration, and I'm just crushed. I'm heartbroken, frankly.
I'll do it tonight.
No, you won't.
No, I really will. I completely forgot all
that. You might as well trample on the corpse of my optimism with your...
I gave you a compliment on the show last week.
That
we
was
got
the most
that far.
Backhanded...
Yeah, it was. It was really poor.
Like, tongue-in-cheek compliment I've ever gotten in my life. It actually made me feel icky when you said it. I was like... I didn't know how to take it.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't good.
So there was a movement, though, today, this particular International Women's Day. Because, and this is something that I don't quite understand, all right? And maybe somebody who's listening can explain it to me in an email or something like that.
Because I certainly cannot.
Right. But I mean, I'm going back to, like, okay. It's the same organization that planned that Women's March on Washington, where they all wore the vagina hats.
Sort of. They're working together, but they don't want to really admit that they're the same organization.
Okay. But in any case, I don't get the vagina hats, number one.
No, neither do I.
I mean, if I walked around with a giant ween on my head, people would probably just look at me strange. I'd probably get beat by cops and thrown to jail at some point or another.
More than likely.
Throughout the day. So anyway, I don't get that. But in any case, there was this march that was planned, like, after Trump was elected. Because there's this whole thing where, like, Trump is going to, like, enslave women or something, I guess. I don't know, because here's the thing. Like, Trump is an idiot, all right? I've been very outspoken about that from day one. I mean, obviously, he does not, respect women necessarily, you know, with some comments that have come out, some things that he said, the way that he acts, you know, you can draw that conclusion. However, like, he's not, like, anti-women to the point where he's gonna, like, take away your right to vote or your right to speak or your right to own a business or anything like that. Like,
no.
You know, it's like, he's not that. Like, he doesn't respect women, but I don't think he hates women. In fact, if anything, I would say Donald Trump, he's been married 4 times. He really, really loves women from a certain point of view.
He likes the variety, too.
So I don't get this whole, oh, he's coming for our women, or he's coming for our parts, which is why we're wearing these hats. Like, I don't get that whole thing, or why there's, like, this sudden movement to give women equal rights that they already have. So, like, I don't get it, and I don't know where it's coming from necessarily. If somebody wants to explain it to me, by all means, go right ahead. I have an open mind. But in any case, this organization put together this thing today, hashtag A Day Without Women, where they were trying to organize women everywhere to, like, walk out of their jobs today, like, basically take the day off.
Yeah.
Call in sick, don't show up, show everyone how hard it would be to live in a world where there were no women. I mean, I could tell you I think it would be really hard for a number of reasons, but I don't think it's exactly the reasons that they're trying to get at here.
If men did the same thing, it would be just as hard.
True.
They're not making any point.
Right.
None.
Yeah.
Zero.
I mean, that is true. That is very true.
That's actually very against equality.
Right.
So you're saying if they don't show up, yeah, like Mickey said, if they don't show up, everything's going to go to hell.
Did anybody here at this table, like, see any of their female coworkers or anything not show up to work today?
No.
I didn't have work today.
Okay.
Oh, you did it.
You unwittingly participated.
Yeah.
In your face.
Wednesdays are my day off.
Yeah. Excuses,
they are my
excuses.
Only day off.
Well planned out in the beginning
know,
of your
right?
job when you knew this would happen.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
I did that a whole 2 years ago, let me tell you.
Mickey's a schemer. How about that?
Did you want to know a secret?
Mickey's a feminist.
Mickey's a secret feminist.
That's what
it's
it
all
is.
Been a ruse this entire time.
But I did, however, go to the SBDC office today, and all of the women
watch
that work
your language.
There.
Yeah, come on. You're FCC friendly.
You shush. All of the women there were at work.
Okay. Everybody, all the women who
the important ones that I needed to talk to were there at work.
At my job, they were all there. There wasn't like a, there definitely wasn't a shortage of women. Then again, the place where I work now, there is a surplus of female employees. Like, they definitely hire women a lot more often than they hire men. So
the thing is, if it's a day without women, if you don't go to your job, it's also going to be a couple days without you because they're going to fire you.
Yeah.
That's a no call, no show. If you use a vacation day, whatever.
What a job! What a stimulus program! Though.
I know, it's a great way to make jobs.
All you people who are out of work, jump on that opportunity.
I know.
So, at any rate, that did happen today. The day without women. I don't know if anything was accomplished by it, other than the Statue of Liberty apparently went dark. The lights were turned off on it, and somebody theorized that, aha, see, even Lady Liberty isn't showing up today. Wink.
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid.
Wink.
Not buying it.
Would have been more impressive if it walked off. Like Ghostbusters just walks
like
away.
Like when David Copperfield made
or
it disappear.
That, yeah. Do that, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, that's... So anyway, that have fun with all that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy.
They know nothing!
Jeez.
But anyway, there's other observations going on in the month of March. Are you aware of this?
No.
March apparently is a very busy month. Not only is it Women's History Month, it's Deaf History Month.
What?
It's Deaf History Month.
What?
Deaf History Month!
I'll get it later.
It's National Craft Month.
Woohoo, we can be crafty.
Not the cheese.
Oh, I say it, I'm going to make some mac and cheese when I get home.
Yeah, but no. It's National Optimism Month. I have not been celebrating that at all
No.
in my personal life. No, sorry, Bob. Honor Society Awareness Month?
Huh.
So,
why does there need to be awareness drawn to that?
For kids that do good in school?
I don't
care about
that. Is
that what we're talking about?
Oh, they did that at the at this one comic book shop a couple hours away from us. When kids brought in a report card or a test this month, they get a free toy or a comic book or something like that.
I'm going back to school. Free comics, baby. Let's do it.
No.
National Foreign Language Month.
Sí.
Bueno.
No habla español.
Yeah. That wasn't anything.
You just have to say stuff fast,
so
it sounds
who
like.
Who celebrates
it.
National Foreign Language Month? Is it just the United States or is it other countries too? In which case, like, which. So it's just basically language month then.
Yeah.
Point, right?
It's really
all languages. National Ethics Month.
Oh, boy. We failed.
Irish American Heritage Month.
Well, yeah, it's St. Paddy's Day month. So.
And this is a mouthful. Expanding Girls' Horizons in Science and Engineering Month.
I don't even know what happened.
There isn't a catchier name for that.
Yeah.
Join STEM, ladies. That's what it should be.
So March is all about women. Literally.
Kind of, sort of?
Well, no, foreign language could be anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's National Women's Month,
also,
too.
Also, there are men Irish, too.
Men Irish. That's what they're referred to
and,
as.
And just because I'm a sourpuss, okay, and I'm not optimistic, doesn't mean that there are other men who aren't optimistic, Mickey.
I know.
Now, today, though, today, well, when this podcast is coming out, March 9th, is Panic Day.
Ah! Jesus!
And it's also Get Over It Day.
Get over
it. Such an appropriate day for what just happened today.
I think it's... The International Women's Day is followed immediately by Get Over It Day.
Mickey, wow!
I see what you did there.
So good. Oh,
man.
So good.
You're coming with the funnies tonight.
Yeah.
That's all I got, though.
That's funny. I like how Panic Day is also Get Over It Day. I'm panicking! Just get over it!
Those two things go together really well.
They do.
It goes like this.
Jesus!
Oh, good for you!
Getting a little punchy with those buttons there, buddy.
But that's exactly what it is.
Panic,
and then right. The other one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So whatever you're celebrating this month, have a ball. We endorse it, whatever it is. Up next, we finish the lyric.
Yes.
On a freak accident.
Follow a freak accident on Twitter at a freak accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Live from a freak accident studios, it's everybody's favorite game show, Finish the Lyric. Ow! And now your host, Lazy Mickey.
Yes, everybody. It is the game show that pretty much speaks for itself. You finish the lyric and to the songs. Not that hard, right?
Self-explained in the title.
I think so. In the studio today, we have our wonderful contestants. First, it's our returning champion, because he knows lyrics like he knows how to make me annoyed. It's Crisco!
Yeah, he called us wonderful. Wonderful contestants.
I was told to do that by my producers. So.
Okay, I'll take it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. If there's a TV show, movie, or anything that happened in the last 10 years, she probably doesn't know it. Of course I'm talking about Mickey!
Yep, still here.
Wow. The enthusiasm, I love it.
You're not getting any. It's not happening.
Times I've heard that before. Today's game is going to focus on famous Disney movie songs. And if you could finish the lyric, you'll win a wonderful prize. Do you guys want to know what it is?
Absolutely.
It's a muzzle, because you guys won't stop talking.
Oh, sweet.
It's actually a prize for me. All right. All right.
It's good. You deserve to win something.
All right. Famous Disney movie songs. Mm. Are you guys ready to play?
I'm ready.
Nope.
Now, it was going to be Crisco going first as the returning champion, but Trump signed another executive order this morning saying Mickey goes first.
All right.
Now, why? I'm not. Shush.
He loves those executive orders.
Shh. Muzzle. Gonna give it out for free. Anyways, I'm not going to tell you the name of these movies.
Great.
Okay. You're just going to listen to it and try to finish the lyric. Are you ready, Mickey?
No.
It's starting out easy. That's probably why he signed that order. All right, here we go.
No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free.
One of the most famous movies in the last, 2 years.
Oh, in the last 2 years? I don't have children. Why would I know
just
this?
Just give it a guess.
I have no idea.
Okay, Crisco, for the steal!
No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free.
Let it go! Let it go! Let it go! I'm one with the wind and sky! Let it go! Let it go! You'll never see me cry! Yes! Crisco gets the point.
Here I am, and here I'll stay. It's my jam. Sorry.
No.
Okay.
Frozen's where it's at, yo.
What is that from?
Frozen.
Okay. Yeah, totally did not see that movie.
It was on the radio. It was literally that song was all over the internet, everything.
Did our rock station play that song?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go.
All right. All right. Oh.
Not that far off.
All right, Crisco.
If 21 Pilots had covered it, they would have played the damn thing.
Crisco.
Yeah.
Are you ready to finish the lyric?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here we go.
Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time.
Song as old as rhyme, beauty and the beast.
Song as old as rhyme. Beauty and the Beast.
I'd like to point out, I was actually singing along with it before it even ended, so I was ready for that one.
Don't know if you should be proud of this one.
The show tunes that I know? No, I'm not proud at all, but it's winning me this game, so I'll take it.
Yeah, all right.
What else does Mickey have to do for me after I crush her?
No, you get muzzles this time.
All right.
She still has to post that Facebook post, Mickey. Yeah.
I know.
You still didn't do it.
Tonight. I'll do it tonight.
You said knight. Knight is not a thing.
Come on, Mickey. Tell me how great I am.
You're wonderful.
That is really
Did you pick up like the Jewish grandmother? You're wonderful. Yeah, or just something like that. I don't know.
Do you know what also is wonderful? Our sponsor today. And that is juice. It comes in all different varieties.
Especially apple.
That's right. Apple, grape, whatever you need. It's juice, baby. Mickey, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here we go. You know what? I'm going to tell you what the movie is because it's kind of getting sad. It's The Little Mermaid. For the love of God.
I might know this,
this
one.
This is really easy.
Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for?
Under the Sea.
You got to sing it.
Oh, come on.
Come on, sing it.
Come on, I'll join with you. Come on, ready?
Under the sea,
under the sea, under the sea,
under the sea. Darling, it's bitter down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day.
They can't see it, but I'm doing like the crab claws
thing.
We
really need to like Facebook Live this. The dancing that I have to tolerate.
Right.
Also, if you didn't know, Sebastian the Crab was the father of Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Shut up, Shaggy! Okay. He just didn't know to be quiet. That's fine. Mickey gets a point!
Yay!
We should just end the game here. Crisco!
All right.
You ready to finish the lyric?
Yeah.
It's a great one.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
If you keep talking, then you'll be dead. No, what is yours?
Oh, man, there's a line before he says, you got a friend in me again,
and
I don't know what it is.
Oh, Mickey, we're going to give you a shot at this.
Oh, boy.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
Mickey don't know.
I don't. I have no idea.
Here it is.
You just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
All right, Crisco, you don't got a friend in me if you continue. Okay. Never had a friend to begin with in this show. Okay.
I'm not Crisco. I'm Randy Newman.
Randy Newman, shut up. Okay,
how did he even get in here?
I don't know. We get guests all the time. That's right.
He's just looking for another paycheck, the poor guy.
If you would like to be in the studio audience, please email us. gmail.com at lyric. That's right. Whose turn is it first this time?
Mickey, I think.
No, Mickey, why not? All right. You ready for this one?
I don't know.
Get ready to go on a wonderful adventure. On a magical carpet.
Over, sideways, and under. On a magic carpet ride. A whole new world.
Can you get it?
A whole new something.
Come on. Talk through it. You're on the right track.
A whole new world. A whole new wonderful way to be.
You're close. You definitely were on the right track. Crisco, you need me to play it again?
Yeah, let's do it.
Over, sideways, and under. On a magic carpet ride. A whole new world.
I can't. No, no.
That is not the lyric. It's not a whole new world.
No.
He wasn't depressed.
And here I thought you had it.
I'm trying to remember the verse because there are multiple verses to this song.
I believe it's the first one.
No, that's still not the answer. I can go as many times as I want.
He doesn't get depressed in the middle or get disgruntled and go, no new world.
Is it a new fantastic point of view?
A new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no
or where to go. Say we're only dreaming a whole new world.
Wow.
Wow.
Came back.
Hold it out.
Poof.
Man.
Yeah.
This like
game
the genie.
This game is also sponsored by Miracles. Do you believe it? Do you believe in them? It just happened.
Okay.
Chris, that song reminds me of an old podcast, Lazy Idiot, and I used to do.
Lazy and I. Yeah, there was all three of us.
Those are the good old days.
Oh, that was a questionable time. Look on the internet. Yeah. I don't think it's still there.
It might be out there somewhere. Deep dark.
Well, Crisco, you got it right. Let's see if you can pull another one out. Here we go from Snow White.
Hi-ho! Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
Hi-ho! Hi-ho! Hi-ho! Hi-ho! Hi-ho! It's off to work we go.
It's home to work we go.
Oh, we got a whistle.
Hi-ho! 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 Hi-ho!
There's a funny story behind that, and I won't even go into it here. There's a reason I know that song, though. I heard it a million times when I was younger, and I will never get it out of my head, ever, as long as I live. So.
Okay. All right. Last question. It's the question of finish the lyric. It's the question. Shut up. When did I ask your opinion? International Women's Anyways, this question is worth quadruple the points.
Why did that just keep happening?
So you could win it on this one. Mickey, you really could win this one. Okay, you ready? It's from The Lion King.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Come on, Mickey.
I know it goes... Da, 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 da.
There's lyrics, though.
I know the lyrics.
It's not finish the music.
But that's what I'm good at.
I don't know about that. You want to give it another listen, or do you think you got it? Right, here we go.
Do it again.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata.
Ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
I almost sang the last part.
I wish you did, because I don't know it.
You lose. All right, Crisco, can you just do it?
Go ahead, start it over again.
All right.
Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata.
Ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
All right, quadruple points, man.
It seems really easy to notice.
Smoked it.
We took golf rules. Mickey wins.
That's all, folks.
Fake news.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
What's next, WikiLeaks? We cannot wait to know. Out of the bag, so on with the show.
Kind of in a big way this time.
Yeah.
See, I do appreciate what WikiLeaks does. The fact that, like, they make sure. I mean, I'll admit that there are some things they do that's questionable, like when they release classified information and things like that. You know what I mean?
That could get us in a lot of trouble.
Right.
In the sense of security-wise, could get us in trouble.
Like national security and, like, kind of stuff that ruins diplomacy that we have with other nations, where it's like, oh, hey, here's a bunch of secret crap the United States has pulled on you, Ukraine, or, like, you know, random other countries. So, like, but, I mean, I do appreciate that they're endeavoring to pursue complete and utter transparency between the United States government and its people.
Well, it's a good way to check and balance besides the main... screen doing
right.
it, you
the,
know?
The ridiculous amount of overreach and shady crap that our government pulls on a regular basis.
Well, this Vault 7 was another, like, level.
And this is especially scary, because this is stuff that's, like, involves us, involves the American people.
And it's something, you know,
in one way or another, you somehow were affected by this or could have potentially been affected by it.
Now, it's Edward Snowden was the one who released all of that information about how the NSA was spying on us using any variety of methods.
Right.
Now, through this WikiLeaks article, this Vault 7, as Lazy referenced it, has been what's called, according to the New York Times, that's where this article is, the largest leak of CIA documents in history. Released thousands of pages describing sophisticated software tools and techniques used by the agency, that's the CIA, not the NSA, to break into smartphones, computers, and even internet-connected televisions.
So everything pretty much 90% of people own.
While you're watching TV, they're watching you watching TV. And now we're watching them watching us watching TV.
Doesn't this make like what Snowden released seem like child's play?
Kind of, sort of.
Because the NSA is nowhere near as bad as this.
And now, as we continue in this, it gets worse. The documents amount to a detailed, highly technical catalog of tools. They include instructions for compromising a wide range of common computer tools for use in spying. The online calling service Skype, Wi-Fi networks, documents in PDF format, and even commercial antivirus programs of the kind used by millions of people to protect their computers.
And I've mentioned this before. I don't even like people looking at my phone or my computer. That makes me feel dirty.
Yep.
And uncomfortable in my own house.
Most of the time when I'm using my computer while I'm at home, I'm not wearing pants. So they've seen me pantsless on multiple occasions.
Oh my God.
Hope you guys like the shot.
I mean, they couldn't see me, but I mean, they don't have Zooms like that yet. That has not been invented.
Now, here's the funny part. I love the names for these programs that they have. A program called Wrecking Crew explains how to crash a targeted computer. And another tells how to steal passwords using the autocomplete function on Internet Explorer. Other programs were called Crunchy Lime Skies, Elder Piggy, Anger Quake, and McNugget.
I hope to be called Elder Piggy in my life at some point.
Well, there's the Elder Piggy.
Hey, dude, if we ever get like a Hack Morning Zoo radio show, it's going to be Elder Piggy and McNugget.
What can Mickey be? What other ones are there?
Let's see. Oh, do you want to be Crunchy Lime Skies?
Yeah. Wait, put up the echo a little bit, because we'll have to be like the real Morning Zoos.
And now, the Morning Zoo with Crunchy Lime Skies, Elder Piggy, and McNugget.
Yay! That's right!
Yep. The document dump was the latest coup for the anti-secrecy organization and a serious blow to the CIA, which uses its hacking abilities to carry out espionage against foreign targets, and domestic, apparently.
You know, back in I Love Lucy days,
sure, the
one line really fits here. You got some splaining to do.
This is the paragraph that's really in one revelation that may especially trouble the tech world if confirmed. WikiLeaks said that the CIA and allied intelligence services have managed to compromise both Apple and Android smartphones, allowing their officers to bypass the encryption on popular services such as Signal, WhatsApp, and Telegram. According to WikiLeaks, government hackers can penetrate smartphones and collect audio and message traffic before encryption is applied.
So what you're saying is basically, if I'm talking to you on the, you, Crisco, or you, Mickey, they could basically hear our entire conversation.
Pretty much. Yep. They're listening to everything.
I get doing that to people that are on a watch list.
Yeah.
But if you don't do anything, isn't it supposed to be innocent until proven guilty?
It is, and that's what the whole thing with this is about, okay? It's the 14th Amendment, unlawful searches and seizures. They're not supposed to be allowed to do this stuff without a warrant or without probable cause. The fact that they just do it wantonly and unilaterally without even letting us know that they're doing it should alarm a great deal of people.
Think about this, Mickey. You're starting a business.
Right.
They know everything. Okay, if this is true.
I'm not doing anything wrong, so it doesn't bother me.
But that doesn't bother you that everything you're planning, whether it be private stuff, personal stuff, you're just talking while you're planning it, and they know all of it.
It bothers me, because even though I'm not, people who use that excuse, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong, it's the principle of the matter. My privacy is my privacy for a reason. And if the government is just going to come and take that from me, without any kind of reason or any kind of purpose, just they're just going to do it, what's going to stop them from taking other things from me? Like my personal property, which is already an issue with civil asset forfeiture or any other rights that I possess under the Constitution. So, I mean, it's the principle of the matter more than anything. Yeah, okay, I'm not doing anything, so I got nothing to worry about. Whatever. It's the fact is, though, they did it, and they didn't bother to ask us first. They just went and did it, and that's a problem.
Well, yeah, Mickey, you got to see it that way, right?
No, I totally understand where he's coming from. I feel like maybe there was some point in time where we went, oh, yeah, sure, that's okay. And now we're, you know, going back on it. We're like, no, it's not okay.
I don't think there was ever a moment that people agreed on that.
Yeah, no. That was what everybody was alarmed about, because Bush, he's the one that started this with the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
After September 11th, really, was when, like, he gave, like, these wide sweeping powers to Homeland Security and the NSA and CIA and all FBI, all that other stuff. So, I mean, and people were very, very alarmed, if you remember back then when he first signed that. That was the whole... you know, he's taken away our freedoms. You know, our freedoms are up for that. Was where the whole George Bush's Satan thing came from, that, you know, lingered around the latter years of his presidency.
And here we are today with the big time effects.
Yeah, it's funny. Bush was in control of it. Obama was in control of it. And now Trump is in control of it. Think about that.
He's having the wrong time to have it.
We've got Trump's hand up our puppet hole, and it is not a good feeling.
No. Because
Mickey's squinting.
No, because, you know, I was just thinking of, wasn't there just something written about Trump where people were making fun of him because he said he would write everything down rather than put it through a server?
Yeah.
So he's just as against it. Right. He's just as against it as anybody else.
At least he says he is.
Well, yeah, we don't know, but...
Yeah, it's easy to say it, but not walk the walk. Yeah.
Right,
well, just like the CIA, they're coming out saying, Dean Boyd says, we do not comment on the authenticity or content of purported intelligence documents.
I'm sorry, but at this point, you have to.
Own up to it, man. Own up to it. We know you did it.
And I don't even know...
WikiLeaks has a bad streak of being right about everything. So
I don't even know if they, even if they came out, apologized and said they were going to stop anything, do you believe them at this point, Mickey?
No,
not even close.
You can't. They said they didn't do it before, and here we are right now.
Yep.
Wow, that's bad.
Spooks. Especially when you consider, like, a lot of people I know who are paranoid, like, put, like, little stickies over their the webcam on their computer here. Like, I've got one right here that's eyeing me right in the face. So, you know what makes me more angry than anything else? What? The fact that the CIA is getting an early screening of a freak accident.
Hey, freakaccident.com.
You're not paying for that. You're not paying for that. You hear me? You have to pay to get early access to this show. You can just take it when you want.
And make sure to download and tell your friends.
No pirating my show. It's free anyway. But no pirating it, you pigs.
Wait, are they pirates or pigs?
They're both. They're pig pirates.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Yo, we're bombing.
Yeah, it's time now for A Freak Accident to solve your problems.
That's what we do. We're going to make everything better.
It's Yo, We Solve It. Formerly known as...
A Girls and Guys Perspective.
That's right. So we got a couple of questions here that have been submitted by various listeners over the past couple weeks, actually, because we haven't done this in a little bit, because we wanted to accumulate some...
Well, they're piling up.
Right, yeah, they're piling up, so let's whittle down a couple here at least.
Yeah, and of course, if you want to put in your own question, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Yep, just put in the subject line, yo, please solve it.
Yeah.
And actually, if you want to remain anonymous, that's fine. We'll keep you anonymous. Just let us know. We will honor that. Let's start off with Nicole, who says, my kid's 6 years old, and I want to take him to Disney World this Christmas, but is he too young where he won't remember it?
So basically, she's wondering if it's too young of an age.
Me personally, I don't think it matters, because right here and now, he's going to love it. He's going to love riding on Dumbo. He's going to love going on the ride, seeing the Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, going to the Star Wars part of the park, yeah. right? Like, he's going to love it right now. Even if he doesn't remember it, he's still going to love it right now. And you know what? You'll be able to have memories of the trip yourself the first time you took him to Disney World. Plus, that's just an added excuse to have to go back. And who doesn't love an excuse to go to Disney World?
Love that idea. The only problem is we don't know her finances. This might be like a once in his childhood type of
then
trip.
Then get a better job and then take him again down the line.
Say that to yourself.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying, bruh. I'm trying, yeah, yeah. Okay?
No, but I...
Uphill battle.
I think the perfect age is 10. That's right around that memory, you know, maybe 8.
No, because I remember going when I was younger, like, when did we start? Like, I was 5 or 6, yeah. I think, was the
really?
First time we went, and then by the time I had hit 10, my sister was 5, and she was a horror, and we never went to Disney again, because she made the trip miserable.
So 5, you don't take them.
Yeah, 5, you don't what, take them. It's not terrible 2s, it's terrible 5s.
So now we know that answer.
What? Yeah, there you go. That's fine.
Okay.
I got cut off by Vanilla Ice there, but that's fine.
You're damn straight.
Our next question comes from Ashley. She asked, what age should I stop letting my kids sleep in the bed with me and my husband?
Whoa.
18 is probably a good age to cut that
what?
Out.
Well, I haven't stopped yet, so
pushing 34.
No, what age?
Never.
No. What? There's people that do that. 6?
Never. My answer is never.
I mean, how often is it happening, though? Is it like an every once in a while thing, or is it like every night?
Well, let's go with both answers. No. What would you get?
All right, if it's like every once in a while, I don't think it's a problem. But if it's every night, I think, honestly, once the kid is reaching potty training age, like, you got to cut that out. Because the thing is, like, they get dependent on certain things, you know, and it's the same thing. Like, when you got to bottle train them and then, you know, sippy cup train them or whatever it is, you know, you got to grow up eventually. So, like, once you start getting to that point, like, yeah, it's time to learn how to independently sleep on your own.
And at some point, like, if you don't do it early, it just gets harder.
Right. Yeah.
I'd still say 5 is pushing it.
Guess what? Once you're, like, you know, into your late high school, early college years, and you get out into the real world and you realize nobody out there loves you and you're never going to find somebody who wants to put up with you, you're going to need to figure out how to sleep on your own at that point, okay? So you're better off learning it early.
So what age, though?
1, I think. Like, it's okay to, like, want bonding time with the baby around, like, you know, 0 to 1, maybe 1.5, but after that, it's like, nah. Nah.
Yo, we saw it.
Okay.
I think that's pretty straightforward. Does anybody argue with me about that?
No.
There you go.
Okay, we have Bethany. Big time work problem. My boss is constantly on the phone, which normally would be nothing, but she decided to do it on speaker, and she always does it on speaker. I can't get any work done, but it's not like any normal employee. It's my boss. How do I bring it up to her without causing an issue? Sounds like her boss was probably a pain, too, so it's probably touchy. You know what?
Do your work somewhere else.
Ask to move. I would just say to them, hey, I know you have a call, but I'm really trying to get this done for you. Make it all about, hey, I'm getting it done for you, and I can't really get it done for you if you're on the phone around me, but you might get fired, so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the situation. Like, I mean, if you're in a call center where everybody's on the phone talking to other people and this one's on speakerphone where everybody can hear the conversation through other lines, then I'd say something. But if you have an option to just move your desk down far enough away or get headphones, stick them in your ears while you're working.
Noise-canceling headphones.
That also works.
Or be as passive-aggressive as possible and start playing the loudest, most obnoxious metal music out of your computer speakers that you could possibly find while she's on the phone. She'll get the hint.
I think she's trying not to get fired.
Ride the Lightning.
What?
Also a great song by Metallica that you can play out of your computer speakers to get the point across.
Yo, we saw it. All
right, we got one more here from Dave.
Dave, yo, what up, Dave?
I just had a major relationship issue. These are our favorites. I just started dating this girl, and we went out over the weekend with my buddies, and for the first time, I saw her pretty drunk. Wow, did she get mean. Murderer, I'm so sorry that you had to go through this, my friend.
Mickey
smile. She just started yelling, throwing things. So should I just end this now or mark this up as a warning and give her another chance?
End it.
I say give her another chance.
No.
This could be one time. No. She got drunk and it's her his first time seeing her drunk.
That's one of those closet people that hides who they really are until they've realized that, like, oh, they're letting me into their inner circle. Ooh. Now I'm just going to be who I normally am, which is a jerky drunk.
She's got a point about that.
I say take her out, get her drunk by yourself and see how she acts.
Yeah, you know what, though? Take her out and surprise her with an intervention. Get her into AA as quickly
if
as possible.
If she gets angry, just leave her at the bar.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, let that out at someone else.
Leave the wild animal in its natural habitat and move on.
See, Dave, we solved it.
Yep. See, that's what we do. Yo, we solve it. If you've got your own problems and crap that you need us to explain to you and solve for you, I mean, our advice is second to none.
Solid.
Just send it on in. Submit it to us. freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next, three health myths that you no longer have to believe because it's all wrong on A Freak Accident.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Don't forget to exercise. It will improve your quality of life. You need both of these to survive. You're the wolf there.
You know, as somebody who has really kind of become very conscious of my health since last year when I realized, holy crap, you're fat and out of shape, and I decided to fix it. I mean, I'm actually on like a carb cleanse right now. This week I'm going through it, you mm-hmm. know, because I'm trying to shed off the last couple, you know, squishy pounds that are still clinging to my torso.
Is that why you're so miserable?
No, I'm miserable for a variety of reasons. Okay. This might just be part of it. I like cake and I can't have it this week. So, but I mean, with all that said, like I try and follow and do things that are good for you. I mean,
mm-hmm. quote unquote, good for you.
Right. Now, do you care about any of that, Mickey? Or
nope.
Do you just do what you want?
I do what I want.
Come what may. Yep. Lazy E, you've been in the past very health conscious.
And I would say I'm not as strict as I was. Mm. But I'm much better than when I was just single and just kind of letting it loose,
sure.
you know?
Yeah.
I definitely watch, and especially with, like, you know, if we go to the other things, brush, floss, do all that right. junk every day, yeah. twice a day, blah, 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 you know?
So, I mean, you might feel the same way, you might not, I don't know, but maybe this will give you some comfort in the fact that, oh, good, this is why I'm not healthy, because it's all pointless anyway. Or if you do follow health, it's like, oh, well... interesting that I've wasted so much time on all this stuff. These are three health myths. These are myths about health that have been debunked by cracked.com. And we've got some clips here to play.
Yeah. Do you guys ever hear about, you guys obviously have trouble sleeping or getting enough sleep.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. We all do.
Yeah.
Mickey, you drink about 5,000 cups of coffee. So that's true, right?
No, I'm a coffee addict. I sleep fine.
Oh, well, you know, this is one of those things that people try to take to make themselves, you know, tired and stuff like that.
The melatonin hormone is generally accepted as a safe, natural way to help promote better sleep. Except that very little scientific research has actually been done on the safety or effectiveness of melatonin supplements as a treatment for actual insomnia. Huh. In this interview with the Huffington Post, sleep researcher Michael Gradner even states, "Any person in the sleep world will tell you the same thing. Melatonin is not harmless, is vastly overused, and should not be used as a sleep aid to treat insomnia." See, melatonin's role is to signal to the body that it is nighttime, meaning it can be beneficial in knocking you out, but it does nothing to improve the quality of your rest, nor does it treat the cause of your insomnia. And have you heard how many times I've referred to melatonin as a hormone? Well, hey, that's because it's a hormone. But for some reason, OTC melatonin pills are classified...
That's Lady of the Night Moan, okay? Don't call names. That's very mean of you. It's International Women's Day. Come on.
I just got that.
...as a dietary supplement, meaning it isn't regulated by the FDA, and most supplements contain 10 times the recommended dosage. Too much melatonin can cause grogginess, depression, nausea, and headaches. Now, I'm not saying, hey guys, melatonin's bad. I'm saying, hey guys, melatonin is a hormone that should be administered under the supervision of a physician, but only for things like jet lag, and also if you have insomnia, you probably shouldn't take it anyway because you aren't addressing the actual problem.
Hmm.
I've actually heard of a lot of people taking melatonin for the sleep problem, and, you know, I'm kind of surprised because I've never heard of that before.
Did they end up with boobies?
See, the whole time, they're like, melatonin. I'm like, why are we so concerned about the things that change the skin pigments?
I knew it. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that's melanin. Right, okay. Yeah. Close enough, though.
It confused me, too, because when I originally watched it, I'm like,
that's it. When it first started, I was like, wait a minute, why does this help sleep? I'm confused.
Is that what Michael Jackson took?
Oh. Whoa. Propofol.
Oh, yeah, they took the melatonin out of him, and then he took the long nap.
He got a lot of sleep. What still is.
What's the next myth?
Well, we've all heard of cranberry juice to stop, you know, problems in the urinary area.
Sure.
I don't know. It seems to work for me.
Well, here we go.
Another widely held belief is that drinking cranberry juice will help treat UTIs. That's because cranberries contain an ingredient called PAX.
Yeah, right.
They are just, they're called PAX.
Okay.
She belongs on our show.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with me trying to read this crap.
PAX can keep bacteria from binding to the urinary tract, but it turns out that they aren't actually present in commercial cranberry juice. And the recent studies claiming that cranberry juice does indeed help treat UTIs has been paid for by, get this, Big Cran.
That's Ocean Spray.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I thought she was going to say Big P for a second. I was like, whoa, wait a second. There's an industry based around this?
Even the Cochrane Library, the most comprehensive database for interpreting medical research, states that cranberry juice does not appear to have a significant benefit in preventing UTIs and may be unacceptable to consume in the long term. Because, see, the other problem with cranberry juice is that it is indeed juice, a.k.a. pure sugar.
The juice is loose!
You say, sure, but can't you just, like, take a cranberry capsule instead, let me just say not so fast, because the Cochrane Library further states that cranberry products were also ineffective, possibly due to lack of potency of the active ingredient.
Oh my god.
So, I've thought that for years.
I now hate cranberries and cranberry sauce. Stay away from my Thanksgiving turkey,
well,
you
I
bastard.
I still like cranberries, but yeah, no. Well, because when I had that kidney infection a couple months ago, that's what I was told by my doctor was to intake a whole bunch of cranberry juice to help flush it out of my system, but if I could have just drank water, I would have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it looks like maybe he meant stuff that wasn't commercial brand. I don't know.
Don't you wish you'd have listened to this episode back then using time to travel?
She still can.
Next myth.
Okay, this is the big one.
Okay.
This last one is the big one.
All right.
You go to the dentist. What do they tell you to do? Always twice a day, three times a day, brush your teeth.
Right.
And
floss.
Floss. Well, I'm going to blow your mind.
The AP looked at data compiled over the last decade and found that the evidence for flossing is weak, very unreliable, of very low quality, and carries a moderate to large potential for bias. I know, it seems crazy, right? It feels like the benefits of floss go without saying. Flossing, which originated in the early 1800s, removes plaque. And since plaque leads to tooth decay and gum disease, it's always been assumed flossing must help prevent tooth decay and gum disease. But science has, like, gotten way better since then, and modern studies just do not seem to support that hypothesis. The federal government has even removed flossing from their list of recommended guidelines and admitted to the AP that the effectiveness of flossing had never been adequately researched as required. Now, it's important to state that the ADA stands by their position, but it is doubly important to further state that the studies they point to in favor of flossing are largely funded by the dental industry.
Huh.
Shocker.
That's one I actually disagree with, though.
Well, so do I. The one thing I disagree, maybe I'll agree with the gum disease, like it doesn't prevent it, but guess what? You get gunk stuck in there.
Yeah.
It's going to cause
it. Well, that's what I mean. Like, I floss every day.
So do I.
You know, no, I'm surprised. I floss every day, and I mean, I've noticed that since I started doing it, like, this is, geez, how long have I been flossing every day for? at least 10 years now.
Yeah.
I mean, but from before, like, it was real easy for my gums to bleed. Like you said, stuff would be stuck in there. It'd be stuck in there for days. Who knows how much longer? Like, since I started flossing, I feel like my mouth is cleaner. It tastes better. My gums don't bleed half as easy as they used to. What? So, I mean, I think there's definitely benefits to it.
Don't you think that would just be like a callus building up between your teeth?
It could be. Either way, gums not bleeding. I'm okay with that.
And it's also what you said, and same with me, is the food getting stuck in there. Mm. Granted, flossing may not stop gum disease, but it stops the stuff inside there from infecting your tooth.
How else am I supposed to get that popcorn kernel out of there that's been lodged in there for a month?
A nail?
Don't eat popcorn.
Now you're being ridiculous.
Yeah, that's Mickey.
Wait, isn't that part of your diet right now?
No corn. Yeah, no, I can't have starches.
Yep. Oh. So. Yep.
Well, that's kind of corny.
You know what else has been corny this entire episode? I'm glad it's over.
No, it's greatness. Come on, this was fun.
There's three health myths. Don't believe anything that you hear. Just live how you want. Who cares? We're all going to die eventually anyway. So now that that's done and the show's over, I'm going to give you some things that you need to do, listener. First, you need to subscribe on iTunes because you'll get this show automatically delivered to you each and every week. If you leave us a good review, you'll help us climb those iTunes charts. The more popular we get, the cooler stuff we can do, the more fun the listening experience becomes for you.
But Crisco, don't forget, they need to go on Google Play Music as well.
Well, yeah, if you're an Android user, you can't use iTunes all the time. So Google Play Music, we're also available anywhere podcasts are downloaded. Plus, the website again is afreakaccident.com. If you click connect on the menu bar, there's links there to all of our social media. So you can find us and interact with us all the time. It'll be like we're right by your side, never leaving your presence.
And then,
like a clingy significant other.
And as you heard
before, or a kid that won't leave your bed.
And as you heard before, like the kid in the bed, during that segment, we answer your questions.
Yes.
Yo, we solve it.
That's right.
You could email us your questions, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Or email us for anything. Include your address. We'll send you some free stickers. Thank you so much for taking the time to download and listen to this episode of A Freak Accident. It meant the world to us. We will be back again next week with another brand new episode, and we will be continuing to solve it, possibly, and also a little game, SAT-related questions from the 19—relation questions from the 1920s.
Creepy.
We're going to take another SAT test because the last time we did that, it was so successful. I can't wait. Be here for that and more next time. For A Freak Accident, my name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
Let it go!
Let it go!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.